Kia ora. This program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Kia ora. Welcome to Conversations with Wahine, brought to you by the Wellington branch of the National Council of Women, New Zealand.
Today you've got me, Harita, and I'm joined with Amy. Today we're interviewing a guest who is from Victoria University of Wellington. Vina's professional journey began in the thrilling world of event management. Her keen interest motivated her to pursue a BBA in event management and public relations from Mumbai in India. Her days were spent coordinating events and all kinds, where she played a variety of responsibilities, from precisely planning every aspect to directing catering services, dealing with production complexities, and even overseeing campsites. It was an exciting world to be a part of, but as the time passed, she realised that her preference for a steady and constant setting was taking priority. Now she's in New Zealand pursuing business analyst, which is a new and exciting chapter in her journey. She's been at Victoria University of Wellington, which has been nothing short of extraordinary. She's been collaborating with people from various backgrounds, and it's extended her horizons and enriched her education. This country's opportunities for networking and learning environments have left a lasting mark on her. Engagements such as the Global Enterprise Experience and the Wellington International Leadership Program have given her the opportunity to hone her talents, exhibit her strengths, and boost her confidence. New Zealand, she says New Zealand is a beautiful country and its thoughtful people and welcoming and culturally rich. She believes that all these experiences will have a significant impact on her future. Welcome, Vina. How are you?
I'm doing well, Harita. Thank you so much. Yeah. You made me sound so much cooler than I am.
So I really wanted to interview you because many years ago, like more than 10 years ago, when I was at university, I also did Global Enterprise Experience. And for the last 3 years, I've been one of the coaches who helps out the team leaders. So when I saw you at the Parliament event a few months ago, I thought, oh, it'd be really cool to interview someone that's taking part in it. And that way, you know, we can like explain to our listeners what it's about and just help get the word out there. And also, it would be nice, like, I would like to see how the program has changed since I did it more than 10 years ago. So I guess first things first, tell our listeners what the G is all about and how you got involved in it.
Okay, so GEE, that stands for Global Experience Enterprise Experience, is a really, really interesting program that has been partnered with Victoria University and the University of Otago. And it has a lot of potential to, you know, give exposure to the students that they need in real life working environment and all of that. Mm-hmm. So what the basic idea of that program is to prepare a business report or a business proposal for the United States Sustainable Development Goals within a limited capital. So one might think that it's not a big deal to create a business proposal. But what makes it challenging is that it needs to be done in just a couple of weeks of time. Mm. So for our project, we just got like 3 weeks. And within those three weeks, yeah, that's too short.
Yeah, it's really short.
Yeah.
And is it always 3 weeks?
Yep. That's part of the challenge.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And within those 3 weeks, we need to connect with the people from all around the world. And we need to come up. We firstly need to come up on the same page on what we want to work on. And then we need to come up with a business proposal that is feasible and that is also value-adding to what the UN is already doing. So it's a lot of work to do and it's a lot of, it's a lot of work to do, but it's also a lot of fun. Mm. So, yeah, it's a really cool program that they've come up with.
That sounds awesome. Sounds like the 40-hour film festival, but yeah. for international projects. Yeah. Can you tell us about your project that you and your team, are you finished the project now?
So we completed the proposal in 3 weeks and we submitted it by the submission deadline. But our project was, firstly, we started off very, very broadly. So we had like 4 or 5 goals in mind and we wanted to build a product, build a proposal that was that would take into consideration majority of the goals that we were working on. But then we realized it's not going to work. We just need to, you know, shorten our scope and then... we need to come up with something that is not too big, and I mean it's doable and it's also feasible, something like that. So we had a lot of brainstorming session. Most of the sessions were online, like on chats and emails, because it was really hard to get everyone on the same call for the time that we had.
Yes,
and being and being in different countries at the same time, it was really, really tough to, you know, find the same time slot for everyone. So somehow we just managed to come up with one of the ideas that many of us agreed on, is to work on goal 13, 12, and 11. That is, it is basically regarding community. It is basically that fights climate change, and it is also bringing people together. So these are basic, the overall goals of it. And then we decided what we need to do into it. So two of my team members are from Nepal. So they said that there's a lot of issues that go around with managing temple waste, and they would really like to, you know, dig deeper into it and find a solution for it. Because India and Nepal, as we know, it's a lot of, it's a religious place. So, and you cannot really throw out the waste that is collected from the temples because it is considered holy, right? So there should be a way to manage it effectively, yet looking at the environmental effects of it, right? And as we started, digging deeper into this particular concept, this particular topic, we found so much information that was astonishing to us. Like the first thing that came, that we saw was like nearly 8 million tons of garbage, not even garbage. The waste that is collected from the temples is only thrown into rivers because that is the way it is done.
Yeah.
Right. And it is causing a lot of problems to the, of course, it's causing a lot of problem to the marine life that is in the rivers, but it's also causing problem to people. Because nowadays, fruits and flowers and everything that we produce is made out of fertilizers. And this does not completely get decomposed. So there should be a way to do that and, you know, solve this issue. So that's why we came up with the idea to do a decomposting plan for to collect garbage, not garbage, to collect waste from the temples, the temple waste, flowers and everything, and to decompose it and make it into manure so that these countries can use it as a fertilizer.
Yeah. That's brilliant.
Yeah.
And you're, oh, sorry.
No, you go.
Oh, like it's, you're right that it's like quite specific, but the scale of it, you know, could be for like thousands, but you know, like so many people and, and so many temples, so the impact would be,
that is true,
like huge. Sorry,
but that's the really cool thing about G, I found, is that because you're put into a team of people from, you know, 8 different countries normally, like, you know, you'll be from 8 different universities, countries, different levels of English, that just between your team you'll find lots of different problems that your countries or that you face in your daily life, and that's how you kind of brainstorm your ideas. And one thing I found, like being a coach for the leaders, because there's more than 160 teams, I think, probably almost 200 teams, and every team has such a different idea for their business case. Like, they're so unique, but every idea kind of stems from a problem that somebody in their team has encountered in their day-to-day life. And the ideas are so, you know, they're so varied because people are from so many different countries. And quite often, most of the business cases are focused on like third world country problems, because you'll find like a country like New Zealand doesn't really have a lot of problems that kind of fit the sustainable development goals.
That's true.
But the ideas are so cool and they're so different. And it's like, it reminds me of like, in college, I did this thing called the Young Enterprise Scheme back in year 12. And in for me, when I kind of did G, for me, it was like in a way like that, but looking at the environment. And I just find like the level of like ideas that people come up with in this short amount of time is just so amazing, because like you only have like 1 week to actually come up with the idea, because then the other 2 weeks you have to put your proposal together and actually get the project finished. And I think that's one of the really cool things I find, because you look at people's projects and you're like, yeah, someone could actually pick this up and do it, right? Yeah. It's not just some make-believe thing that you've handed an assignment and then that's it, forget about it. Like, if someone had the time and the resources, they could actually start that project. They could go to that country and actually start the project themselves.
Definitely, yes.
Yeah. And I found, like, because obviously there's a prize giving and, you know, I've always wondered, like, how do they judge the winning team? Because all the ideas are so good, and the there's, like, a couple of teams that win prizes, and their prize is, like, money, and then they're given the opportunity to actually start the project or, you know, fund the project in some way. And it's, yeah, you get that real life aspect out of it, which a lot of university subjects don't really offer, right?
That's true, yeah.
Yeah. So I guess, like, as a team leader, what were some of the struggles you faced with maybe, like, with your team or with the G program as a whole?
So there were a couple of things that were difficult at first, and they still are to an extent, because until and unless we step into the position of doing things and really trying to be the team leader for a team that is so widespread, we don't really understand what the challenges are. So to give you an example, one of my teammates was from China. And as we know, there's a lot of firewall issues with China, and there's no one common app that we can all communicate on. So that was one major challenge that we were aware of. But another problem that we did not know at the moment was that the team member that we had, was she was going through a military program that was mandatory for her to do. So finding out time to work on this thing in the slot that we get together, and that was a really, really challenging thing to do. Also, when it comes to African countries, I was not aware of this, but most of the African countries do not have like electricity for half a day or the entire day, which is really hard. Like, how do you expect someone to work when you don't have the resources to work? So as a team leader, I found it really difficult to be empathetic towards their position and also get the work done. So that was the challenging part for me. But I just hope that I did a good enough job to do that. But yeah, some of my team members fell apart because they could not contribute to it as much as they wanted to. But yeah, I mean, they had their own limitations and we had to do it anyway.
Yeah, I know, like, it's quite common that teams kind of start out with eight people, and quite often when they submit the business case, there will only be, like, six or seven names on the business case. Like, the main problem, like, as a coach for team leaders, the main problem that I heard from my team leaders was that there's always one or two non-responsive people.
Yeah.
Like, they don't reply to any emails, any messaging, but they don't pull out either. They're just kind of neither here nor there. And you know, they get to the last few days and they're like, we don't know if we should put that person's name on the assignment because they haven't done anything. And I'm like, oh my God, that's the problem 90% of teams have.
Yeah, that is.
I feel like that even happens in, when you're not all across the world.
Yeah.
Like, I'm definitely a bit of a vic. Yes. And I'm like, is this a real person? Or
Do you care if you fail?
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah.
Oh man, your project sounds really cool, and it sounds like I can imagine that a lot of the teams would have had similar problems, because that is a big ask, like forming a team in 3 weeks, delivering a project, and everyone is scattered all across the world. But like, very cool. Have you has your team with this project given any thought into making it a reality, or kind of progressing it past just submitting the assignment?
Well, in the near future, I would definitely like to take a closer look at the project because the proposal that we submitted wasn't up to the mark and it's not really feasible economically at the moment. But if in case I get an opportunity to gather a team together and work on it, like for real, I would definitely want the members that I worked with because they were the people who actually put in the hard work of researching and bringing all the things together. But yeah, from the project, we have just kept in touch so far. Fortunately, we still have a connection on LinkedIn and Instagram and stuff. But we haven't really thought about making it a real possibility, but maybe in the near future, who knows?
Mm.
That's still possible.
Yeah, that's the other cool thing about it, right? You meet so many interesting people that you probably would have never met otherwise in life, and
that's
you
true.
All have, you all share this thing in common.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, like, you get to the end of the project and you actually realise, like, how much you've achieved in less than a month, which is really cool. So G is a compulsory part of, I think it's the Management 318,
yeah.
If I'm not wrong, subject at Victoria University. But other students can voluntarily sign up for it too, like if they're doing the Victoria International Leadership Program or if they're just looking for like an extracurricular activity to do. And also I think in some countries people can do it as part of work experience. So, like, everyone has got different requirements. Like, obviously, if you're at Victoria University of Wellington doing Management 318, you have to do this mm-hmm. for your course. But for some people, it's not compulsory for a university subject. Mm-hmm. But from your personal experience of doing it and coming out the other end, would you recommend G to other students and just people in general? And why would you?
Okay, so GE wasn't a mandatory course, like subject for me or a project for me. We all received an email from the university saying that you have the opportunity to participate in it and whoever wants to can fill up the forms and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So fortunately, I was paying attention to my emails and then I enrolled myself into this course. And it truly has changed me, not my entire life definitely, but it has changed me onto a different onset. Like, it's a different thing for me now. So starting with how the procedure is for GEs, it's a lot of self-reflectory kind of stuff. So we have to be aware of the things that we know, and we have to be aware of the things that we can or cannot do. That is the first step of enrolling into GE. So it asks us very self-reflecting questions of what do we think of ourselves, ourselves as a leader, ourselves as a peer leader. That requires us to put a lot of thought into how we are as a person and our personality, which I think is really helpful when you step into the real world.
Mm-hmm.
You should know what you bring to the table and how mm-hmm. you can do that. So from the university student point of view, I think it's really helpful to, you know, at least participate in this and understand where you're going with it. And the other benefits are, like, very obvious to us, like making friends and exploring, you know, different aspects of our own personality, where how we can contribute to it and how we can develop ourselves, where we lack. Like, to the point when I did the GE, I was considering myself as a good enough leader. But after the project, I found out there are several aspects of, you know, my own self where I can do drastic improvements to become a better leader, to become a better peer. Not even leader, just be a better peer. So with programs like these, we truly understand who we are. And I feel that is the first step towards, you know, becoming anything, understanding ourselves. So it's really important that students enroll in this. And secondly, the best part, it's like the bonus of this program, is that we get coaches. So everybody needs a coach, everybody needs a mentor. And having that on the journey of our self-improvement or self-discovery or whatever, it's really important. Because I remember I was so done with people not being responsive. Yeah, and not getting my project together in like 1.5 weeks, almost gone, because yeah. the first week always focuses on building the culture within the team.
Yeah.
And it is really important, and I understand that. But you cannot build culture when there are no team members. Yeah. So one of my coach was Marie. Fortunately, she's also my classmate. She's in another cohort. But because of that, I could openly talk to her of what's happening and what's not. And she's such a brilliant and such a caring person. She walked me through the entire process of how I should be doing things and how they should be done. So it was really interesting to have that guidance, and it helped me with a lot of not going through certain sort of frustrations and mm-hmm. directly getting to the results that I wanted to get. So yeah, it really helps to have a coach as well, and that is what you get in the program.
Mm.
Yeah, it's not very easy to find a mentor in real life.
Yeah. Yeah. That's one thing I really like about the program and how it's changed. So mm-hmm. when I did it, when I was at uni, they didn't have the coach program then. I think the coaching program only started 4 or 5 years ago. So when I was at uni, it's like the leaders were kind of, you only really had your classmates to talk to about your experiences.
Okay.
There was no like coach that had been through it as a student to guide you through it. And also when I did it, like I think back then, we only had Skype and email because this was like 12, 13 years ago.
Wow.
So back then I look at people's issues now and they're like, oh, the person in China can't get on WhatsApp and the person in this country can't do this. And I'm like, oh, we just used email. There was no other option.
That's so true. Because you couldn't do multi-Skype calls back then,
I don't think so.
No, they used to cost as well.
And I'm pretty sure, I remember when I did it at uni, I didn't even have a smartphone then because smartphones had only just come out. And you look at how the problems have evolved, but you're like, oh, even though technology is so advanced, there's still these problems because different countries have different restrictions and then you've got the electricity problem in some countries and you're like, oh, well, just because technology is advanced doesn't mean the problems go away.
That's true.
Yeah.
Gosh. Oh, it sounds like a really amazing learning experience because I think so often people were put in that role of a team leader and just expected to know how to do it.
Yeah.
But, I don't think it is the same as performing the tasks of, the people that you're leading to actually be the person that's motivating the team or sort of getting that buy-in. So it sounds like a really valuable learning opportunity.
It is.
Is there looking back, is there anything that you would do differently or would you do it again? Is there that opportunity to do it multiple times?
Oh, yeah. So as far as I know, GE happens every year and we can enroll to be a team leader as long as we want to. Since we are enrolled for 1 or 2 years at the university, but they also have an opportunity to upgrade to another role. So next year when I apply for GE, I would be applying as a coach, not as a coach, but a student to become a coach, something like that, participant for the coaching program. So
cool.
Yeah, and if I do get an opportunity to work as a leader again, I would definitely put in 200% of what I did last time because the first time we do it, we don't really understand the effect that is going to have on you. We don't really understand how impactful that is going to be. We just do it because just like any other assignment, we need to do it, right? So I would do it from a place where I know how it is going to impact me, how it is going to impact the people around me and the team that I'm working with. So I feel that is a very important learning that I learned. And also from a leader perspective, from a perspective of leading team, I think I would be more understanding, more flexible in my ways to do things because now I understand that not everyone is in the same boat, even if we are in the same ship, in the same ocean.
Mm.
Everyone has a different boat and they're struggling in different ways.
Yeah.
So I need to be really grounded and really in their shoes to understand their place and then work things accordingly. Because at the end of the day, we are all just a team. And only teams can make you can get a complete output out of it if you work as a team.
Mm-hmm.
There's no one person in it.
Yeah, that's true. So do you know what criteria the business cases were judged on and how the judges decide who wins the prizes?
Yeah, so there are 5 criteria that they have mentioned on the website as well. So the 5 being concept, market, finance and economics, making it happen, that is how the process is designed, and the presentation. So what concept basically covers is the topic that you are focusing on in your project, what is the depth of it, how it is going to impact the other people, the area, target audience that you're working on, and how true is the concept, and even if the concept is not original, are you paying royalties for the ones that are already using this particular theory or whatever, like the practical use of it? Market is based on, have you done your market research? Do you know what your target audience is? And is there a real need for this problem to be solved? And something like that on those lines. Finance and economics is, again, dealing with numbers, like how they don't want it to be profitable as in money-making kind of profitable, but they want it to be good enough, like profit-making, so that it sustains itself.
Mm.
You don't need to earn anything out of it, but the project should sustain itself.
Mm.
You don't need to have... You should not be getting any investments or any third-party supports for the project to run. It should be self-sustaining.
Mm.
So that is one of the criterias. Making it happen is that the process that you are giving them, the process to, you know, run the business, it should be doable. It should not be too complex or too easy or anything of that sort. It should be, like, reasonably realistic. And the last one is presentation. That's basically how we present our case, how we present our proposal. And those are the five criteria that they judge on.
What were some of the teams or the projects that won? Like, do you know, were there any that, like, really stood out you or that you can sort of share with us now?
Oh, yeah, definitely. So the project that won was, I think it was Team 17, I guess, Waste 2 Feed. So basically, from what I remember, their concept was to use the waste from the restaurants in Egypt to, you know, feed the chickens, and then whatever's left out of that to make a decomposed or the manure out of the out of it. So it was a really good idea, so that you can, again, it was waste utilization, but it was a different kind of waste.
Mm.
And one that really, really stood, like, I distinctly remember it winning was incubators for Nigeria, I guess. It was, infant incubator bags in Nigeria.
Wow.
So I have no idea how anyone could have thought about it in like 3 weeks' time, but it really, really is impressive. Like, since we don't live in that world, we don't know what challenges they face, but to be able to, you know, reach out to that particular target segment of people and then understanding the problem and coming up with a solution is a really commendable thing to do. Likewise, there was another project that had, it's a backpack, which can be a sleeping bag and tent for the homeless people in Wellington.
Oh, I remember that idea. Yeah.
That was so cool. Like, being able to do that, if the Wellington government takes, like, New Zealand government takes up as a real project, it has a possibility, it has the capability to become a real thing. And how cool is that?
Mm. That's really cool.
Yeah, they're very, like, practical solutions to real-life problems, which is, that's what makes G so cool.
Yeah.
It's like... It would be like an entrepreneur's dream, right? To go to something like this and you just have ideas thrown at you left, right and centre.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like such a window into the worlds of the different group members. Because, like, the incubator idea, I'm like, well, I have absolutely, there's no context in my mind to pin that onto. But for someone, obviously, they've had an experience and I guess behind every idea there's sort of a story and even with... your colleagues having like the military training or the electricity blackouts, and you're like, oh wow, like there's
that is what makes the program so special, that we have one person from different part of the country and they bring along their own story and their own problems to us.
Yeah.
So we don't have a limited scope or limited vision to our world. It just expands in like 3 weeks.
So how's taking part in G helped you with other things in your life, and how do you think it will help in your future?
Interesting question. So GEE has really, really taught me to be patient, first of all. because I remember losing my mind several times. in a week, in the first week of the program. As I understood my teammates more, it really grounded me and it really made me more patient and more empathetic towards them, which is a real life skill. Now that my profession, like my courses, revolves a lot around working in teams. So what I have learned out of GE is that you cannot just make an assumption of other people's capabilities based on your understanding. You really have to understand them in order to help them out. So that is something that I've learned out of GE. Just because people are in different countries, different time zones, doesn't mean that they are, not paying enough attention. Maybe they really want to do it. They just don't have the resources to do it. Mm. So I feel it has made me more understanding, a little more empathetic towards them. And of course, it has taught me to manage time as efficiently as possible to, having a goal to do things rather than just randomly taking the direction, the discussion in whichever direction that you want to take in. Mm. So it has helped me with a lot of organizational skills, being into the tough spot of completing a project in 3 weeks. But yeah, it has taught me valuable lessons.
Yeah, that's really cool. It was really interesting, hearing, your view on it, because it just, brings back memories of when I did it. But, I think it's so important that people know what GE is about, because, even if you're not a uni student, you can do it, right?
Really?
Oh, yeah. I remember, because I coached, lots of different team leaders from all different countries. The majority of the New Zealand team leaders are people that are doing a management subject or at Otago University. But a lot of the team leaders from other countries, they were doing it because it was something their work was offering or some initiative that they'd seen in the newspaper, or people come across it really different ways, and they all have really different reasons for doing it. Yeah. Some people, I remember there was someone I coached who lived somewhere in the Middle East, and he was doing it because it would help him get a job in America because he wanted to move to America in the future. So, and he was he would have been in his 30s or 40s. He was working full time. So you come across really different people, and the reasons for doing it are so different, whereas here we're just doing it, well, majority of New Zealanders do it because I get 30% of my course marks through it, right? And it's just it's such an eye-opener, right? And see so many you learn so many things that will just help you with different things in life or in your work life and personal life.
That is true.
Yeah it's really cool.
One of the reasons GEE is such a brilliant program is because the effort the organizers of this program put into it. So I remember Deb sending us emails for the same meetings 4 times a day because she had to match everyone's time zone, and she used to be with the same energy on the calls that she was on the first call. If she starts a call at 9 a.m. and she has the same repeating call at 11 p.m, she used to have the same energy. And it cannot come without the love and the passion for what she does.
Yeah.
I remember if you were there for the entire program, she was unwell on the day of award ceremony.
Yeah.
And last minute, all the plans changed and they had to change the host and everything because she wasn't there. But halfway through the show, halfway through the award ceremony, Moni realized that she was sitting at the back of the entire
she
audience.
She was that dedicated that she still came.
Yeah, she still came.
She'd been in hospital earlier that day.
Oh my gosh.
She still came for the awards ceremony.
Yeah. I mean, that is what makes it special. They do it with so much love that you can actually feel it.
Yeah. For Deb Gilbertson, because she is the management, I think it's 318, I don't know if I've got the number right, but she's the course coordinator and lecturer for that subject at Vic Uni. And her husband have been the lecturers for she was my lecturer, and she's been there since well before that. But you see how much extra effort they put in. They're not just doing it because they have to teach this.
Right.
They put all, they put their own time. They've even put their own money into it. Part of one of the prizes, I think that one of the teams get, they fund that prize out of their own money. And I think she won a
deep rules.
she won a Queen's Birthday Medal or ONZM, whatever that stands for, I should know, Order of Merit something. She won an award last year or the year before, and it was for her work that she's done with G over, I think she's been doing it for like more than 15 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can just see like how invested they are, which is, that's really cool. Because like, you know, you won't come across a university lecturer that actually puts their own personal time and effort into a lot of things.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah. Rachel, what was your, like when you did it, what was your project?
To be honest, I don't even fully remember anymore. It was something based in Mexico. I think one of our team members was from Mexico. Oh, I think it was a restaurant where we helped women that couldn't get jobs, like they could work. It was a restaurant run by women, basically, and I'm pretty sure it was in Mexico or it was a Mexican restaurant. And whatever money they earned from that restaurant was, like, used to help them better their lives. Mm-hmm. So it was a restaurant that would be only staffed by, like, women that have come from poverty and, you know, maybe they're uneducated or come from poor families. Yeah, and it was basically, like, a restaurant to help them better their life. And also, like, gives them a purpose in life that, you know, they're working, they get paid for doing honest work, and then, yeah, it was like, cycle out of there. But I don't even fully remember the whole business case, but, yeah, it was such a cool thing to be part of. And just, like, yeah, how you get put into this team of people you don't even know and you just have to get to know each other and get this done.
Work done, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's part of the fun, like, that is what makes it fun. It really is interesting to be a part of such team, such diverse team.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you so much for your time today. And it's really cool to, like, hear more about it. And hopefully when people listen to this, you know, they'll get interested in it. Mm-hmm. They can always look it up online. There's heaps of websites about it. And hopefully, you know, it will just get more interest and more people will wonder what this is about and maybe, you know, invest their time into it.
Definitely. Thank you for having me here. It is always a joy to talk about GE and my experience in it. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, it's been really fun. Thank you, Vina.
Thank you.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard. Thanks New Zealand On Air for funding accessmedia.nz.